Welcome to the Traffic Hackers Podcast, the crossroads of lead generation expertise and business growth savvy. Here we explore the expansive landscape of demand generation, guided by your hosts, Brent Stone and Glenn Martin. So get your laptop out and your cell phone ready. It's time to enter the world of the Traffic Hackers.
Hey, welcome to the Traffic Hackers. I'm Brent Stone. I'm so excited to be able to hang out with everyone today. I've got a new friend of mine, Sam Anderson. He is an entrepreneur, has multiple businesses out of the Richmond, Virginia area. And we're going to be talking a little bit about lead generation. But we're also going to be talking about some of his businesses and what he's done well to drive leads for that and then wherever he wants to go from there. But Sam, thank you for being on the show today.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you having me.
Man, it's my honor. I'm pumped to be able to just get a chance to pick your brain a little bit on, you know, what you're excited about business wise and, you know, what's working good right now to bring leads in for it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Really important to dropping some gems on your audience today. So for me, lead generation has primarily been a focus on two areas. One, it's my social media presence. If I keep up and I'm constantly pumping out content, people are messaging me on a regular basis. So it's a lot less of me having to go out and hunt, and the kills basically just coming directly to me. And the other piece that I don't think any business owner can truly get away from is just the networking. Like before we hit record on this, like I told you, I put out a message on my Facebook page. There are a ton of people I'm connected with that I've never actually met in person. So I'll ask people like, hey, who wants to go out and break bread together? Let's have a meal. And just chat, no pressure about business or anything. Let's just get to know each other. And a ton of stuff has come from referrals there. And then lastly, I would probably say one of the last things that a lot of entrepreneurs don't think about, ask your current clients who they know that you should know. And during one of my last team meetings, I wrote that message up on the whiteboard for my staff. It's like, every time you guys are having account management meetings, you need to be talking to your clients and saying, who do you know that I should know? Because oftentimes we like to think that we're top of mind for everybody. Nobody's thinking about you until you bring it to their attention.
That's right.
And say, hey, and oftentimes you ask that question, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't think, yeah, Joe needs your services bad, man. Here's his number, blah, blah, blah. So those three ways is how we've been able to increase our funnel and keep a steady stream of business coming in.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Well, just for the sake of our listeners too, just so people can understand a little bit more about you and your background. So you are in the space, like you're in the space of not only lead generation, but you're in the space of marketing, agency work. You broker deals for all types of stuff, media, correct?
Correct.
So why don't you just maybe highlight your business a little bit, what you do and some of the wins you guys have had. And that way, some of our listeners who are listening to this are like, oh, okay, wow. That, you know, because that's really actionable, what you just shared. And I think that most people could probably go and throw out a post and get some good feedback on that type of a thing. But now I think it'd be really good for people to hear a little bit about your success and like what you do in your primary business.
So yeah. I started Enzo Media Firm, and Enzo spelled E-N-S-O. Everybody likes to throw a Z in there. It's E-N-S-O. I started
like the car
officially this month. This is our 10th year.
Congratulations.
Been in business for 10 years. When I started in this space, I had no skill set. I wasn't a videographer. I wasn't a marketer. I didn't know any of this stuff. So I graduated from the University of YouTube and just taught myself everything I needed to. I got some mentors along the way that could teach me a few things here and there. But for the most part, it was just going online and doing my own research. So with Enzo, we have a staff of about 9 here at our local office, at our headquartered office. Then we have a satellite office in Virginia Beach, about 2 hours away from here, with about another 5 employees. And overall, we're probably best known for video production, but we do video production, social media management, photography, graphic design, podcasting. So we produce podcasts for clients, certified drone operators. We have a wedding division that's actually a separate LLC, Enzo Weddings. And we do wedding videography and photography. Over the course of building this, like I've literally built, and I own 3 other companies currently. I've built everything from social media. It was either networking or social media. And I just knew that if I consistently got content out there, because the main focus on social media is for as many people as humanly possible to know who you are and what you do. That's the goal. If you're in business for yourself, you have no such thing as a personal social media page. It's all business. It's all ways of connecting people, getting them to get to know you, and getting them to get to know your services as well.
That's awesome. So one of the things that when we talked last time that really stuck out to me, you said something about businesses should really take advantage of social media while they still can. And I'd love for you to talk about that more, because I think a lot of businesses, they look at content creation as a hassle. And I don't know, to me,
it's a gift.
It's a gift because they're not charging for it yet. I mean, in some capacities with ads, they are. But right now, to just have an account and post, you opened my mind up to that. Can you just go deep on that? Yeah. That would be really awesome for businesses to really take note on.
Yeah, because you think about, like, if your grandparents or your parents had started a business back in the day, they didn't have a quarter of the tools that we have access to right now. Like, the main device that everybody's walking around with, their cell phone, people do not realize what a powerful tool this is and how it can propel your business. And it's finding those ways just to communicate with people. If I get somebody to like me, they're much more likely to do business with me. So as an example, today is the first day of Black History Month. And at my office is currently me and one other person of color. And today we made a quick reel where, like, my VP came in my office. He's like, "Hey, Sam, I'm swamped. Can you help me with this video?" And I turn around in my chair and I was like, "Man, it's Black Friday or Black History Month. You better get out of here." And then one of the other people goes in my other guy, CJ's office, and like, "Hey, man, can you help me in the studio with something?" He's like, "I don't know if you know this, but it's Black History Month, so no." And then the last thing, we have them all moving a bunch of furniture and they're yelling out in the hallway. They're like, "Sam, CJ, can you guys help us? We're trying to get ready for this big meeting." And we crack a soda and we look at each other. We're like, "Man, miss me with that. It's Black History Month." And then we do this evil laugh and just walk off. That video I just posted a couple hours ago, that's going crazy on my socials right now. Again, nothing to do with what we do professionally, but people are going to look at that piece of content and say, "Man, that was hilarious. I wonder if they have any other content like this." And then they start to look through our profile and say, "Oh, this is actually what they do. You know what? I need a company that provides this service." So that value-driven component of what it is that we can do with social networks, there are only two reasons somebody's going to stop on your post. One, they're being educated, or two, they're being entertained. If they feel they're being sold to, they're going to continue to scroll past it. So getting creative with that, because if you look back in the day, the only option our parents and grandparents had was taking out an ad in the Yellow Pages or the newspaper, or doing TV ads or radio or billboards, all very expensive forms of social media. If you think about it, for you to market on a regular basis, it only costs you whatever your cell phone bill is. That's all it is. And Matt, I'll go a step further. You don't even need a cell phone bill. If you have a cell phone and you get internet access somewhere, you can go into McDonald's and connect to the Wi-Fi. You can sit there and upload your content. So, like, it's literally gotten so cheap and so accessible for everyone. But I think we're in this society where we're spoiled by the capabilities that we have. So right now, and that's what I mentioned to you before, where I feel there will ultimately come a time where business owners are going to have to pay just to even have an account on Facebook or Instagram or anything. Right now it's free. So you should be all in building that business, building that brand while you can.
Yeah, that's so good. I used to make the argument all the time that, you know, a lot of time people buy off of emotion. That I'm talking to, like, people that say they buy logically, but they don't. Nobody buys logically. Mm-hmm. And it's just case in point. You know, if you're producing content where all of a sudden you got this, like, really awesome reel that you just did and people can identify with it, and then all of a sudden they catch themselves scrolling through your feed and seeing all the other things that you do, they're already 10 times more likely to buy from you, because
100%.
Yeah. I mean, cause they like you.
Yeah. It's built and it has in that rapport with somebody. Like, people get the feeling that they know. Like, I sat down with somebody at lunch the other day and she brought a present for one of my kids. And she's like naming them by name. She's never met my kids before, but people feel like they know you because of how open you're willing to be on social media. And it's only benefited me. Like, obviously there can be some ugly sides to that. If you're a female listening to this, look, I know what females go through on social media. It's nothing compared to what a guy does. Like, the private messages and stuff they're getting that's completely inappropriate happens to them all the time. But it's just part of building a brand and getting your name out there. You got to kind of siphon through some of the crap.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just crazy. It's like the wild, wild west. But if you're willing to push through all of the junk and use this tool for what it is and just see the value in it, you know, let's just pretend like, oh, I have to pay $50 a month for my business Facebook page. You'd probably treat it differently. You'd probably, I mean, $50 doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but right now it's not overhead that you have to spend. So if you're a business and you're not taking advantage of it, it's just, it's a miss. I mean,
and the other part too is if social media and marketing is a chore for you, then don't do it. But don't ignore it. You need to hire a professional. Like, if the roof collapses on my house, I could sit there and say, oh well, we'll just like patch it up a little bit, blah, blah, blah. I can choose to get up on the roof and try to hack it and figure my way around it. Or I can hire a professional and know that it's going to get done right and I don't have to think about it. And the majority of entrepreneurs in that space where they're really good at what they do. They know how to create income, generate things around this. They know how to run a business. But when it comes to the marketing component, it just becomes a chore for them. And it's one of those things where it's like, every day they're like, oh, you know I need to get a post out. I'll do it later. And then you get home and you're sitting around on the couch at 6-7 o'clock at night and you're like, crap, like I didn't post anything to social media. Well, it's too late now. I'll do it tomorrow. And then you end up in this rotating cycle where you're on weeks without posting something versus being able to hire a professional just to be able to handle these things on your own.
Yeah, so true. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this or you're watching this and you're like, man, this is really awesome. And I want to reach out to Sam and learn more about some of the stuff that he's talking about. I'm going to end up having his bio and some of his connection links that you can click on in the show description. So just know that. Plus, we're going to wrap up here in just a few seconds. We're going to pick up, we're going to do another episode here, and we're going to go deep on some more marketing topics here with Sam in the next episode. With that, Sam, is there anything you want to close out with on this episode?
No, man, for a lot of people, I would just say, just get started. A lot of people get locked in this paralysis of analysis where they're just overthinking everything that they're doing. We have access to thousands of dollars worth of camera equipment. And some of the content on my social media that's taken off the most was something that I conceptually came up with in 2 minutes. We shot it in like 3 minutes on my iPhone and I posted it to Instagram. And sometimes that's been some of the best content for my brand. So stop overthinking. Stop thinking that you need to lose 20 pounds before you start making video content. Nobody cares, right? Just make the content, get it out there. Because when you first start, you are going to suck. I promise you, you are going to suck. But the more and more you do it, the easier it gets and the better results you're going to see.
I heard Russell Brunson talk about this. It's like, if you just make 100 videos fast, you're going to butcher most of them. But honestly, by the time you get to video 99, 100, you start to realize what you need to get better at because you've made so much stuff.
Absolutely.
Oh man. And even so
from
good.
Doing bad stuff, you're going to get ROI from that. I've seen people make horrible content, but they do it consistently and they get results.
It's so true. We've had some really bad stuff that we've put out and we'll get people to comment on it, message us and whatnot. And it's just part of it. And we've learned a lot from it. And what we've learned from it is equally as valuable to some of the leads that we got from that content. So
absolutely.
It's really good. Hey, thank you, Sam, for being on this episode of the Traffic Hackers. Until next time, keep driving that traffic.